Fans of Newcastle United had expected the club's new owners to deliver success, but perhaps not this much, this soon. A goalless draw against Leicester City on Monday secured Newcastle's spot in next season's Champions League for the first time in 20 years, a sensational rise for a team on course to be relegated from the English Premier League 18 months ago. Even manager Eddie Howe, who joined Newcastle in November 2021, has been surprised by the progress and admitting that Champions League qualification wasn't something that was on our radar at the start of the season. For a long time, Howe has been synonymous with Bournemouth, the club he represented for much of his playing career, then guided from the third tier of English football to the Premier League as manager. But now he is at the heart of Newcastle's return to European football, ending decades of underachievement and frustration for fans in the northeast of England. Newcastle's previous owner, retail magnate Mike Ashley, was a deeply unpopular figure with Newcastle fans, often criticised for his lack of investment in the club. The arrival of new owners in October 2021, a three-party consortium led by Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund, ushered in a new era. Change quickly followed as Howe was installed as manager in the place of Steve Bruce, and Newcastle rose from 19th to 11th in the Premier League that season. This year, the club has benefited from a sensible transfer strategy. The likes of forward Alexander Isak, midfielder Bruno Guimarães, and right-back Kieran Trippier have been excellent additions over the past 18 months. While goalkeeper Nick Pope, who produced a superb save to deny Leicester City victory on Monday, has had 14 clean sheets in the league. Defenders Fabian Schär, Sven Botman, and Dan Byrne have also been central to the club's success. Only Manchester City has conceded fewer goals than Newcastle this Premier League campaign. Writing in The Athletic, former striker Alan Shearer, Newcastle's all-time top scorer, thanked Howe for not going down that well-trodden route of instant gratification with player signings.